Turl was comfortable with this until he realized that it was the cyclos down in the lower dormitory who had sneaked up here and planted the trap. Instantly, he demanded their slaughter. He didn't want them around anyway. But Lars had come back and said that that very morning, all 33 of them had been removed under cadet guard and had been shipped overseas. And here was the requisition for goo food, kerbango, breathe gas, etc., to prove it. So Turl got over his fright and began to collect the odd bits, such as the dictionary and extra breathe gas vials from the cage, walked out of it forever, and went back to his office. What a relief to be out of the sun and air of this accursed planet! He locked the door and turned on the breathe gas circulator, and soon he could take off his mask. What a relief to have a mask off. Turl looked around. Some things had been moved out. No drone recorders. Who wanted them? No radio links. So what? Compound intercoms all dead. Who cared? But the place was all set up to work. He thought one table was out of position and sought to move it and found it was welded down. Even welded down with an armor weld. Ho ho! Somebody wanted that table in exactly that place. Aha! That was why the animal remained behind. The place was bugged. They hadn't moved his clothes out. Later, he would dress and become civilized again. But just now he wanted his green dress boots. There they were. They even had dust on the floor around them and hadn't been moved an inch. He turned the right boot upside down, twisted the heel, and the cabinet keys fell out. He went back into the main office room. Aha! They had tried to jimmy the cabinets. There were the jimmy marks and one door slightly bent. But Turl knew you couldn't jimmy security cabinets open. He unlocked them all. Everything all in its same old place. Better and better. He picked up the bug detector, inspected it. He turned it on. And right away, a buzz, lights flashing. Devils, but this place was really bugged. For a solid hour, Turl did nothing but remove bugs. Microphones, button cameras, scanners, all in very hidden places, all focused to zero in on the key work areas. 31 of them. He had been tossing them, when found, onto his desk. He counted again. 31. Oh, that animal had been busy. And stupid. Turl bet every other detector had been removed from the compound. Finally, he put on a tunic. Somebody had stacked a whole crate of kerbango pans against the wall, and he was eyeing it. He was about to indulge when he thought,
"Just one more sweep."
And passed the bug detector around again. It whined. For 15 minutes he searched and searched, and then he found it. It was a micro set into the design of the top tunic button. He was wearing it. 32. He checked out all his other clothes. No more. He thought he had better look into the ducts visually. They didn't register on the detector, but who knew? But when he tried to steady himself on a chair by touching the duct frame, it was wobbly. No more of that. He could let air into this place. Shoddy work. But what could one expect? He surveyed the place again. He stood and laughed when he saw the components rack. Every assorted type of component, each with a big label above the box. And one of the button cameras he'd found hidden in a light fixture had been trained straight on it. Stupid animal! Then he suddenly realized there must be a planted feeder unit to power these bugs and relay their coverage.